Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masech Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, near the top of the Amud, in the middle of an Agadic excursus on Sefer Tehillim. Rav Karmi Shurim Rishmam Rabbi Yossi, Mai Dichtiv Lamnatseach Mizmor LeDavid, which is a phrase we find numerous times in Tehillim. What does that mean? The literal translation is, this is a song for the conductor, Lamnatseach. But the read here is, Amru l'mishanot zchinot ha'osameach, sing to the one who, when defeated, is happy. What's that? Bo reish l'an k'minat ha'kadosh baruch hu midat pasav adam. Look how God is not like man. Midat pasav adam anat zchinot ha'osameach. With man, if you defeat him, he's sad. Kadosh baruch hu zchinot ha'osameach. When you defeat God, he's happy. Shenemar, v'yomer l'hashmidam. God wanted to destroy Am Yisrael. This is in one of the historiographic tehillim. Historiosophic Tehillim, Kufav, Moshe Bechiramar Baperes Lefanav. Had it been not for the fact that Moshe, his chosen one, stood in the breach and prayed and got him to change the decree. So Moshe defeated him, Kiviyachol, and God was happy. So the sequencing here is very difficult. We have to say it's Amar Rav Kana, Rishmur, Rishmur, Yossi, and alternatively, Rishmur, Lakish, Rishmur, Yudah, Nasiya. Ma'idichti v'dei adam mitachat kanfehem, this is Yechezkel. Yadokti, it's written as Yado, not Yidei adam, meaning Zei Yado shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shpusa tachat kufi ha-chayot. God's hand is underneath the chayot, the angels. Kerekava Bali Tshuva, v'dei midat adin, to receive Bali Tshuva, who are escaping from midat adin, are being saved. Again, God is happy when those are saved from his judgment. I'm reviewed on Shmuel. Kol kesef zav shebaolam Yosef liktov hevi'o l'Mitzrayim. Yosef got together all of the money in the world and brought it to Egypt. Shenemar v'ayuvet Yosef kol kesef v'nimtzah. Now, ain li'al shemeretz from shemeretz Canaan. All I know is the money that was in Egypt and Canaan where they came to buy food. Shar tzot minayin. How do I know the rest of the world? Tamin lomar v'chol aretz ba'o Mitzrayim. So we're interpreting this down as meaning the whole world came to Egypt. Shalu Yisrael Mitzrayim Eluhi Mayan. When Bnei Yisrael left, they took it all with them. Shenemar Vainatzlu Et Mitzrayim, meaning Rabbi Asi Amar Shasu Abikim Suda Zu She'in Ba Dagan, like a storehouse that's emptied. Rabbi Shimon Amar Shemkutzula She'in Ba Dagim, or like an empty bed that has no more fish in it. It was there until Rechavam's time. Shlomo's son, Bashishak, Malachitzraim, Talom, Yechavam, Shishak, the Pharaoh, came and took it from Rechavam, Shinemar, Hibishanach, Hamashit, Limloch, Rechavam, Allah, Shak, Malachitzraim, Al Shalim, Karazopet, Adonor, Zopet, Melach, he took everything. Bazerach, Malach Kush, and Talom, Shishak. So then we have a certain king of Ethiopia, Eritrea, who came and took it from Shishak. Ba Asa and Talum Zerach Malach Kush, and then Asa, the Judean king, came and took it back from him. Shigro Lahadrimon Ben Tavrimon, Ba'umne Amon Talumi Hadrimon Ben Tavrimon. It came around to Amon. Ba Yeshavon Talumi Amon. Yeshavon got it back to the Judean kingdom. Shemunachar Achaz. It was there until Achaz, that's Chizkiyahu's father. Ba Sancheriv Talumi Achaz. Sancheriv took it from him. Ba Chizkiyahu Talumi Sancheriv. He got it back. Munachar Zidkiyahu was there until the end of the Judean kingdom. Bao Kastim Talumi Tzikiah, the Babylonians took it from him. Bao Parsim Talumi Kastim, the Persians took it from them. Yivanim Talumi Parsim, the Greeks took it from them. Bao Romim Talumi Yan, Yivanim, the Romans took it from them. Tamunach Romi, it's still in Rome. Rechama, Rebbe Hanina, Shalosh Matmoniot, Idmin Yosef Mitzrayim. Yosef hid three things in Egypt. Achat Nitkala the Korach, one was revealed to Korach. Nitkala Antonius Ben Asvirus. One was revealed to Antoninus, this may be the Antoninus who was Rebbe's friend, V'chad Genuzal Tzadikim Antli Davo. And one is still being held for the Tzadikim in the future. So that's why Korach was so rich and why Antoninus was so rich. Osher Shamur Levalav L'Ra'ato. Sometimes a thing is held, a wealth is held for its owner, and it's really not good for him. Shemin Lakish, what's that? Zu Oshro Shel Korach. That's Korach's wealth. It was held for him, and in the end, it led to his destruction. It says that Korach's Eida, actually Datan Avram's Eida, was all destroyed. That he stands up for it. Shel Korach, Hulu Iklidi V'Klipe De Galda. that they were 300 donkeys worth of there were 300 donkeys worth of a load of his wealth. Now we're going back to Tehillim and the famous passage in Tehillim, the Song of Hallel. Amar David, that's what David said. This is about the selection of David as king. Evan Masubunim Atolish Pinah, the rock that was rejected, became the cornerstone. That's Amar Yishai. That's Yishai said about David. Meita Adonai Hetazot, this is from God. Amar Rochav, that's what his brother said. Shema Sadunai, this is God, the day God made. Amar Shmuel, that's what Shmuel said when he was selected. What's the next? Pasuk Adonai Yoshiana, Amar Rochav, that's what the brother said. Adonai Slichan, Amar David, that's what David said. Baruch Hashem Adonai, Amar Yishai, goes back to Yishai. Amar Shmuel, that's what Shmuel said. Eil Adonai Vayar Lanu, Amru Kulan, they all said together. So Chag Mavatim, Amar Shmuel, Eliatavadek, Amar David, Elohai Ameka, Amru Kulan. Okay, Tantam. Makom Shenahagu Lichpol Yichpol. In those places where we have the custom to repeat these psukim, Odcha Ki Ani Tani, that's a proper custom. Lifshot, Yifshot. And not to double them over, that's also proper. The Varecha Chavarech, if the Minha places has the Minhag to say the Bracha after Hallel, that's what you should do. And, Kol Kavinag Mindena, you follow the local custom. Abaya Loshanu El Acharav, that's about making a Bracha afterwards. Havalafanav, Mitzvah or Chayav Varech, to say a Bracha before Hallel, you're certainly obligated. Then review number Shmuel, Kumitzvot Kumari Kulan, Varech Alein Over La Siatan, you have to make a Bracha before every Mitzvah. We saw this at the beginning of the Masachet. How do we know that the word over means beforehand and immediately before? He passed the Kushi who was running to tell David that Avshalom died. This is when Yaakov was passing in front of the family. God is passing in front of them. Rebbe would repeat, Rebbe Lozman Parta Mosif Padvarim. He would add my Mosif Lichpo Mi Odcha Olmata. He would double over the psukim of Odcha, Kianitani, and on, as is our custom. Okay, Darash Rav Avira, Zimnin Amar Lemishmei Derav, Zimnin Amar Lemishmei Derav Asi. Sometimes he'd quote Rav, sometimes Rav's student, Rav Asi. My dichti vayigdal hayelad vayigamal. In the case of Yitzchak, he grew up and was weaned. Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasot sudat tzadikim yom shikamel chasdo lezaroch shel Yitzchak. God is going to make a feast for the tzadikim on the day that he pays back the chesed to Yitzchak's children. Lachar shochlim shotin nonim lal Avram Avinu kol shel bracha levarech. And after they all eat and drink, they're going to give Avram a kol shel bracha to bench. Rabbi Enim varech, and say, I won't do it. Shiatzav min Yishmael. I can't because I had Yishmael. Omrelo Yitzchak tolu v'rech. He was going to say to Yitzchak, you say the bracha. Omrelo enim v'rech. Shetzav min Esav. I had Esav. But Yaakov is going to say to Yaakov tolu v'rech. Omrelo enim v'rech. I can't. Shenasati shtei achayot b'chayen. I married two sisters while they were both alive. Meaning I violated that law. Shatavalo suranala. Even though it wasn't yet prohibited, it was later prohibited. Omrelo Moshe tolu v'rech. He's going to say to Moshe, you say the birchat hamazon. Menim v'rech. Shelo zachit kanes l'eretz Yisrael. I was never brought near to Israel, even not after death. He's going to say to Yeshua, you say the bracha. I never had a son. Yeshua bin Nun, and in Divrei Hayamim we say Nun bno Yeshua bno. That's the end of the line. And so therefore, he never had a son. Omer David told of Arech, Omer Len Ani of Arech, I will. V'lina El Arech, it's appropriate. Shinemar Kos Yeshuot Asa, Uveshem Adonai Akra. And since I experienced salvation, therefore I should be the one to bless. Okay, the next Mishnah, very famous fragment, Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach, Afikoman. After Pesach, we do not do Afikoman. So my Afikoman, what's Afikoman? Marav Shelo Yakru Michabara L'Chabara, to not get up from one Chabara and go to another one. Shmuel Amar Kengona Orduloi Li V'Gozoloi La'aba, like these desserts that we have. Ruchanim Arshila Rabbi Yochanan Amru, Kigon, Tamarim, Klayot, Vegozim, or other desserts we have, dates, and nuts, etc. Tadeka Vatera Rabbi Yochanan, we have a bright that supports him to Aracha Pesach, Tamarim, Klayot, Vegozim, gives that as an example. So in other words, according to both Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, it's about eating certain things, but Rav, it's about moving around. Amar Rav Yudah ben Shmuel, Ein Maftir Nachar Matzah Afikoman. After Matzah, you don't have Afikoman. And after Achar Pesach Afikoman, Achar Pesach Hudalo Aval, Achar Matzah Maftirin, our Mishnah says only after Pesach. The answer is, Lom Baye Kamar. Lom Baye Achar Matzah, Dlo Nafish Tamayu. Certainly after Matzah, where Matzah itself doesn't have much of a taste. And the idea now is, we don't want to eat anything afterwards, so the last thing we taste is matzah. Achar Pesach, Amish Tamay, but Tam Pesach is very tasty, so when you're eating a Korban Pesach, Mizman HaMikdash, I might think, Matzah Avura, you can't get rid of that taste, so it's okay to eat something else. Even Pesach. So then Messiah, perhaps this is supportive. You can eat whatever you want during the meal, all sorts of cakes that are not chametz, obviously, as long as you eat a kazait matzah at the end. Bachrona in, but parishona lo, it has to be only at the end. Why? Because we want to make sure that the last thing you eat is matzah. Lo mi bai kamar. No, lo mi bai parishona de ko achalate avon. We say the opposite. Certainly eating matzah at the beginning is great because then you're eating it with a full appetite. I might think that it's not okay to eat matzah last because then you're eating it as a chilagasa. You might aim a low. So therefore it's teaching that you could even have it last. But it doesn't mean you must have it last, so it doesn't necessarily support ein maftir nachar matzah fikoman. Mazurta matniachi, he read Amar Rav Yosef from Yehuda Mar Shmuel. He had the opposite one. You're allowed to have afikoman after matzah. And maybe that's now supported by our Mishnah because it only said Pesach. And the answer is lo by kamar, lo by achar matzah, lo nafish tamei, lo achar matzah, lo kamash v'lan. So meitu v'ezul k'nim v'dum shunim v'az k'tin adam malik v'somian, shuchal makazai matzah v'achrona, v'achrona in v'shuna lo. And the answer again is lo by kamar, lo by v'shuna d'achal v'chotem, lo v'achrona d'achat atad mechlach, lo gasa, heim alo kamash v'lan. So the second version of this simply took the attempted support, and that before had been a challenge, and then we defended it as a challenge. Here we knocked down the support, and then we had a challenge. We had a support before, and now we use that as a challenge, and again defeated. Amar Rav, matzah bizman hazed d'oraita or maror d'rabanan. Today, without a mikdash, matzah is d'oraita, but maror is only d'rabanan. Maisha maror d'chtiv. Why maror? After all, says amatzot rim yochlu. That Pesach is eaten with matzah and maror. Bizman deika Pesach is maror. Bizman deika Pesach like maror. Without a korban Pesach, there is no maror. So matzah nami aktiv al matzot rami. Matzah is also an accompaniment to the Pesach. The answer is matzah mihadar hadar beikra. Matzah was mentioned also, that the text repeated it, by erev tochlu matzot, as a separate chiyuv. Ravacha bar Yaakov mar echad zeh v'echad zeh d'rabanan. He said they're both d'rabanan. We counted this earlier. Aktiv erev tochlu matzot. What's that? Ahim ebayilei l'tamei shayav ederech chokah. That's to tell you that during the time of the Korban Pesach, if you can't eat Korban Pesach, you still eat matzah and maror. Salak da'itach ha'minakim under Pesach lo achli matzah maror nami lo alecho. I might think they don't have to eat matzah maror because they can't eat Pesach because it's tamei or far away, kamash malan, that they still have to eat matzah maror. Rav Amar Lach, Rav says, Tamim Shev Derech Chokah, Lo Tzarech, I don't need a pasuk for that. To the Grime Yarel, Ven Nechai, that's no worse than somebody else who can't eat Pesach. To Tanya, Kol Arel, Lo Yechol Bo. And Arel can eat Pesach. Boin Ochel, Bo Ochel Matzamara. He can't eat Pesach, but he can eat Matzamara. V'idach, what does Rav Chabay Yaakov answer? Ti Bahai, Uti Bahai. It says in both cases, Utsrichi. And I could prove to you that both are needed. With Arelu ben Nechar and Tamei Derech Chokah. Okay, Tanya Kamatei Rav. We have bright supports Rava. Sheish Tovim Tocham Atzot V'Yom Hashvish Atzeret L'Adonai Lu'Echa. The Torah talks about eating matzah for 6 days, and the seventh day is a chag. Mashvi Rishut, just like the seventh day is Rishut, there's no obligation to eat matzah. Hashesh Tamim Rishut, same thing with the first 6 days. Mai Tam Avidor Rishay V'Chalal, Tamana Klala made. It was part of a general group, and then it was separated. The seventh day is mentioned separately. Namidal Tzvay Yatzal, Namidal Klal Klal Yatzal. It's not there to teach about itself, it's there to teach about the whole group. So therefore, all 7 days are Rishut. You don't have to eat matzah, just can't eat chametz. I might think even the first night is voluntary. Therefore it says that you have to eat it with the Pesach. That's only when there's a Beit HaMikdash. How do I know that even if there is no Beit HaMikdash, I still have to eat it? That's why it says, HaKatuv Kiva'o Chova. The text made it into an obligation, and therefore I am obligated. We'll pick it up with the last Mishnah in the next podcast. and conclude our study of the Masechet. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.